It is the nearest, from Africa, the nearest point to America. On this island, my sister and I went to this island. They had something called the slave house. Looks a little like houses you see in New Orleans. That's the truth. It's about two stories. Downstairs are the slave quarters. On either side of you, very dark, very low, and this is made of stone, were a series of cells, stone floor, still rusted iron in the walls. It seemed to me that I could still smell it, what it must have smelled like, with all those human beings chained together in such a place. And remember, they could not speak to each other because they didn't come from the same tribe. I tried to imagine what it must have felt like to find yourself chained and speechless, no serious sense of that word, on your way where? I confess that for a minute there were some tourists around who were French. And I almost hit one of them on the head. You know, they didn't know, they wouldn't have known why I was angry. But it hurt. Anyway, it was the black man's necessity, once he got here, to accept the cross, because he had to survive, to somehow manage to outwit his Christian master, because what he faced when he got here was really the Bible and the gun. What is terrible in it is the fact that American white men are not prepared, first of all, to believe, for example, my version of this story, to believe that it happened. In order to avoid believing that, they have set up in themselves a fantastic system of evasions, denials, and justifications, which destroyed their grasp of reality, which is another way of saying their moral sense. What I'm trying to say is that the crime is not the most important thing here. What makes our situation serious is that we have spent so many generations pretending that it did not happen.
If you feel my heart,